This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, June 20th. God's word for you today is build others. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 22, verse 31 to 32. And it says, Simon, Satan has asked to have you to sift you like wheat, but I have pleaded in prayer for you that your faith should not completely fail. So, when you have repented and turned to me again, strengthen and build up the faith of your brothers. Today, we will be looking at the fifth thing about faithfulness, and that is faithful people build the faith of others. Faithful people do not just bring others to Jesus, they build the faith of others. In life, everybody needs a Paul and everybody needs a Timothy. If you start helping other people in their faith, you are going to find God blessing you in different ways. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2 says, and the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. We see four generations in this scripture, as illustrated in the image inserted. Paul said to Timothy, you learned from me, so pass it on to someone and challenge him to pass it on to others, the way I am challenging you to. This is how God wants it to be in your life. God wants, beginning from you, to have four generations of people that are directly linked to you as far as helping others in their faith is concerned. In 2021, we birthed the iMentor program in God's Favorite House, HQ. Basically, we challenged people who were 35 years and above to help people 34 years and below build their faith and help them grow through mentorship. Think about it. When you were 18, 20, or in your early 30s, would your life not have been better if you had someone older than you mentor you, telling you how to go and where to go? Everybody will be better off. There are no perfect mentors, just like there are no perfect human beings. None. If you're waiting to be perfect, to get your act together, it will be late. Some people erroneously believe that it is because they live perfect lives that is what qualifies them to be mentors. No, it does not. In fact, what qualifies you is your failures. Sadly, some people are not honest about their failures. They want to put up a picture, an image of perfection. Everyone Jesus chose was flawed. Paul was not only loud-mouthed, but you could also say he was the most flawed, perhaps because he was always putting his issues out there. Yet, Jesus still entrusted his church to Peter. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. You can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, Lord, and my feet. Touch my heart, Lord, speak through me. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.